Right now, though, as promised, we're joined by industrial psychologist Fiona Martin to discuss, you know, the do's and the don'ts of career networking and how to effectively network. Good morning, Fiona. Welcome to the Tailored Experience.
Good morning, Kekani. First of all, I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you so, so much, Fiona. I really do appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure.
Absolutely. So let's get into the conversation, right? Is networking even still relevant? Is it still a thing?
Absolutely. I mean, networking is still a very critical part, you know, of sort of, you know, your professional development. And I think now more than ever, it's something that I always encourage professionals to be doing at any given time. I know many times we think that, you know, you should only network when you're looking for a job or you're looking for a business opportunities or clients, but it's something that should be a consistent part of your career. Because the definition of networking, which I think many people don't realize, is that it's about building mutually beneficial relationships. And as you know, relationships take time. I think many people sort of have a hit and run approach to networking. It's not an instantaneous thing where I can build a relationship with you, you know, because we met at a conference or because, you know, we met at a queue in a bank or whatever the case may be. So because of the relationship building nature of it, it's something that you need to nurture over time.
Yeah. Talking about these mutual beneficial relationships, what are some of the benefits that come with networking?
I mean, so networking, first of all, exposes you to opportunities and prospects. It also helps you to access what we call the hidden job market. So a lot of jobs, as we know, are not advertised. So if you've got a rich network, you sort of get to hear of vacancies, you know, that are not out there in the public or even vacancies that are still to come up. So it's a very important part to sort of tap into the hidden job market. It also helps to advance your career by making you visible and noticeable to the right people, you know, particularly within your industry. You know, should you want to move one day, at least there are people who sort of have had exposure to you. And it's also a great way to tap into, you know, the knowledge of a particular industry, a great way to get advice, brainstorm ideas. So yeah, also like and as well, if you're a business person and entrepreneur, it's a great way to almost, you know, find clients and maybe get some business referrals.
Definitely. So networking is also involved with time. I mean, we're looking at technology now and electronic networking, that is also a big thing. What are the do's and don'ts when it comes to electronic networking?
Yeah, so first of all, I would say try and stick to professional platforms if you want to approach someone for networking purposes. So LinkedIn, you know, as we know, is the most widely used professional platform. But it's also okay if a person is using, you know, other social media platforms for professional purposes. So for example, I use my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram for professional purposes. So I wouldn't necessarily mind if someone approached me. But, you know, just be wary, I think, a little bit cautious with the more personal ones, you know, to say, is it appropriate to approach them there? But LinkedIn, I say, is normally a safe bet. Also, when you approach someone, you know, keep it brief and to the point, you know, particularly if you're going to, like, you know, inbox them, you know, for whatever request that you have. You know, people don't have time to read long, elaborate messages. So be very clear in terms of what is your ask, you know, what is it that you're approaching them for? And also, I think important to research the person first, you know, to sort of show that, okay, I'm sort of, you know, want to network with you for purposes of ABC, and that's actually within your scope. You know, sometimes you have someone who approaches you for something that's not even within your area, and you say, you know, but if you looked at my profile, you'd see, for example, I'm not even in sales, and you're sort of trying to approach me for like a sales opportunity or something of that sort. So that's very important. I think also, do not make very big asks from people before you sort of build a relationship. But I think that's a very important one. You know, it kind of puts people off and it looks tactless in certain instances.
Absolutely. Now, before we let you go, I mean, one or two tips when it comes to, you know, the best ways to effectively network.
Yeah, so for me, as I said, you know, because I think people feel awkward asking people, you know, say, what can I ask for, what is appropriate, particularly if it's a stranger. So the best thing to ask for first is information or advice. You know, that's normally pre-stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of saying to someone, you know, can you introduce me to your CEO and give him my CV, you know, which is quite a big ask.
Yeah.
You could then rather say, look, I'm interested in, you know, working for a company such as yours. Can you give me some tips in terms of what skills do you guys look for? When do you guys typically hire? So you're kind of asking for information and you're not really putting them in a corner, you know, to sort of make, you know, reach a demand which they might not be ready for. And as I mentioned earlier, it must be mutually beneficial. If you've got someone within your network and you find you're always the one getting favors but never giving anything back, you almost need to sort of recalibrate that relationship. So if you can say, you know, what do I give back to my network? So it could either be your time, you know, maybe if they're working on something, you know, offering to help. So always find ways to make sure that it's a give and take so that it doesn't seem like, you know, you're always the one that's withdrawing from the relationship, so to speak.
Absolutely. Fiona, I personally find your Twitter very informative when it comes to the work that you do. So if anyone would like to follow you just to find out what the work is that you do and how they can make contact with you, how do we follow you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter on Miss Fiona. So that's M for mother, S for sugar, and then Fiona, my name is spelled with a P-H, so P-H-I-O-N-A.
Thank you so much, Fiona. Have yourself a lovely day. It was really a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Klakhani. Enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Thank you so much. There you have it. I mean, networking is still very much a big thing, but do not ask big things like, hey, can I please meet Tolly B because I want a job at Capricorn FM? Dude, I can't even give my sister a job here. So listen, just ask for advice. And I think that is one of the special things that she did say. Ask for advice and take it from there. Thank you so much yet again to Fiona for having this conversation with us. Up next, we are getting into fan zone. So make sure that you do stay in touch. They